Is it picking back up from there? Why did it pick back up from there now? It did pick up back from there when I was fucking around with it. We're recording, by the way.
Oh, are we?
We are.
Well, hey.
So, we haven't recorded in a little while.
No, it's kind of been radio silence for a minute.
Yeah, sorry about that. Kurt's been MIA, so, well, it doesn't help that...
We don't really see him anymore.
We don't see him anymore because we don't work with him anymore. Life has been interesting.
Yes, that's a good word.
Yeah, I've been out of work now for 3 weeks.
And I just started a new job.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Yeah.
Fun times.
And Kurt's now doing a lot of my old job, apparently. Well, he at least took over trivia. And
yeah.
We saw Kurt's trivias before. It's probably taking him a lot of time.
Well, you know.
To get them, good. When everything was plug and play, I had those just set up ready to go.
Right. Well, you had to remember there's a lot of different ways to spell Michael, so.
Yes. And M&M's.
And M&M's.
Do you like how I sent that to you the other day?
That was great.
That was a good touch. Oh, boy. Anyways, thank you guys for your continued support on the Patreon. Find that at patreon.com/kindofepicshow. Subscribe. Have multiple different tiers of subscribing. So whatever fits your budget, awesome. If you can't even afford anything, just share it. Give it a share. Tell everybody to support your favorite podcast. If it is your favorite podcast.
It
should be.
It really should be.
But the problem is, we don't record all the time.
Well, see, we're going to fix that.
So, we've actually gone to quite a few movies that we haven't talked about.
In our free time.
Because
we've had an abundance of free time.
And I had a great idea today for us to go to a movie. And then we are legitimately sitting in my car right now.
Yes.
So... apologies if the sound is shit. Maybe we'll have a better thing. I should have brought another microphone. I can probably make this a better audio experience.
Probably.
Note to self, don't use any of those other filters because no. Those are all sounded like garbage.
You don't want to sound like a monster?
No, I don't. They all kind of sounded bad.
Well, is that a hot dog or a squirrel?
It's a squirrel. It's a chipmunk.
Oh.
It's a chipmunk filter.
Well.
Yes. So we all sound like Alvin.
Yes. I was wondering what a hot dog would sound like. I'm kind of disappointed.
No.
It's a blah 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 hot dog.
I mean, I saw a sausage party. They just sound like Seth Rogen.
You sound like Seth Rogen.
Anyways, so yeah, first off, we're just going to talk about the most recent movie we just saw. We just walked out of the theater and into the car to talk to you guys about it.
We did.
So we've done stuff like this before. This is your first time doing one of these, immediately after recordings.
Yes.
There's been times where I've brought my laptop and actually have set up a microphone in the car. It's been a while since I've done one of those. That's full car, right after seeing Star Wars type recording.
Well, yeah.
Where it's a bunch of the guys in the car and we just fucking... record right after. So, I think the last time we did that, it's been a while. It's been Justice League, so over a year since I've done a full car recording. I tried doing this last summer. I tried it with the Meg.
I've never seen that.
You can go listen. It's a 15-minute episode. I legitimately was just all right, I'm going to hit record and record the drive home talking about this movie by myself. It was okay. I think it was a neat experiment. And then I tried it again the following week with Black Klansman. I got really angry during that recording.
Why?
I got on a political rant, so I deleted it.
Okay. Understandable.
Because, yeah. I'm not going to go into why. Because, obviously.
You're getting angry again.
No.
David Smash.
Yeah. So, we saw Brightburn.
Yeah, we did.
From James Gunn. He produced it, co-wrote it with a couple of his brothers. I only knew with one brother. I didn't know he had more brothers.
I didn't know he had any brothers.
Yeah, Sean Gunn.
I didn't even know who the dude was.
Sean Gunn's on, like, Gilmore Girls and in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ah.
He's one of the Ravagers.
Is that the
one with
Chris Pratt?
Yeah. Yeah, good job. Good job.
Thanks.
Yep.
I'm a nerd.
No, you're not. You're working on it. We're working on it.
So, confession. I'm pretty sure I fell asleep in the beginning of the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
The beginning of the movie.
Well, you've, like, been up all day.
And yeah.
I didn't let you get to bed until really late last night. So,
I think I could hear what was happening still, but I'm pretty sure I fell asleep.
That has nothing to say about the movie itself. She was just super tired. And we went to a 9:45 showing. Don't know why. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was supposed to do a thing.
You were supposed to do a thing, and then that thing was yesterday, and you missed it.
Yeah, that thing was yesterday. I missed it.
So, good job.
Thanks.
Good job.
Thanks.
Yep. At least you're not going to jail yet. Make sure you go in August.
To jail?
Yes. Well, it would get you out of your house.
It would.
Rent's free.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, rent's definitely free.
Not for you.
No, not for me. It's in my taxes. Yeah.
You'd be paying my rent.
Well, one day. Anyways, so I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer for Brightburn. Or if you plan on going to see it, go watch that trailer, because the trailer is pretty much a rip of the Man of Steel trailers. And that makes sense. The movie is a dark parody, I would say, a dark parody of Superman.
Yeah.
It's the Superman origin story, but twisted.
Yeah.
It's the alien, spoiler alert from here on out, I guess. I mean, if you know the origin of Superman, you know how the setup of this movie. So you didn't really miss much if you did miss the beginning of the movie. If you know Superman's origins, this kid crashes in a spaceship in a small town in Kansas. Small town being Brightburn.
Yeah. It looked like the mom was pregnant at the beginning. But maybe I was just seeing things.
Maybe. I don't recall. Because they were saying they couldn't have kids.
Yeah.
So maybe she had a miscarriage. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. Missed that part. You were sleeping, so I don't know what you were imagining. And then you were like, ooh, Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, you know the Superman story, so it's just a dark take on that. This kid has his 12th birthday, and the ship that he crashed in wakes up and starts sending him signals and pretty much awakens like a sleeper agent is what it seemed like it was doing.
Uh-huh.
So this race probably sends babies out to a bunch of different planets to take them over, to control them.
Like I said, like Alyssa.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Don't argue with her about what makes an orchestra.
Nope.
Oops. Ah! Yeah. Well, that fell down.
What happened?
Sorry, guys. My dock in the car just fell off the window.
It was the kid.
He knew we were talking about him.
I told these airplanes to watch out.
Yeah. Okay, that's not sticking now. Fucking humid, that's why.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, this kid is a bit of a, he's weird. He was weird to begin with, and sorry. He was weird to begin with, and this is, no one's gonna fucking like this episode.
Well,
but at least they're getting one,
right? Be grateful.
Yeah, be grateful. And it's fun. And look, I got Effie to do an entire episode.
I know.
What in the world's going on with that?
The heck?
Right? Somebody has to record with me.
I'll record with you.
They're train wrecks if I do them myself.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, yeah. As you should.
I do.
As you should. They're not good. They are not. I did post the last episode, right?
I don't know.
I don't know
what
either.
What was the last episode?
I don't know. It feels like it's been forever. And it has. Anyways, so this kid, this, like, wakes up due to this programming. And it sounds like, it was sounding like they were saying, take Chicago. Like, the in the aliens? Program. Yeah.
Maybe.
But he then said, take the world. Mm. Which, Chicago would make sense. It's not that far from Kansas. It's the next biggest city. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Start by taking Chicago.
Yeah. I guess that could work.
Yeah. Anyways, he starts, like, it starts out small with him, like flirting with a girl, like, very creepily.
Yeah.
Like, his dad has the talk with him. He's like, oh, your body's going through changes, and, you know, it's okay to go in on your urges sometimes, and, you know, maybe touch your penis. And the kid's like, now? No, not now. Don't do it now. That was pretty funny. It's like,
bad touch.
It's like, was that kid about to jerk off in front of his dad? Like, that was a bit weird.
Huh.
Or was he just going to, like, fly away to that girl's window again?
And do it outside of her window?
Yeah. Well, not outside. And dude came in her bedroom. So, yeah, he goes to his crush's house.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, yeah. Goes to his crush's house, puts on music on her laptop, and, like, is creeping in the window on her, and, like, scaring the fucking shit out of this little girl.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, who thought that was, like, kid?
He thought kid. That was a good idea.
That's not a good idea, not. Little guy.
No.
Like, that's not how you do it. I get it. You're messed up, and you're horny. And...
Maybe send her one of the severed heads. I don't know.
He didn't sever any heads.
I mean, he might as well have.
May as well have. severed a jaw.
Right?
Yeah, so he's like freaking this kid out. It's like, this is not classy, dude.
No.
Don't do that. Like, that's creeper 101. To be fair, I don't know why the girl then was like, he's a perv, he's creeping on me in the bedroom and at school, because it's like, there's nobody in your, like, if I would have been like, that was an awful dream.
No.
No?
No.
No, you wouldn't have?
No.
It's more like, it was more like a haunting than anything from her perspective.
You gotta throw the evil kid under the bus for being a creeper.
But how would he have been able to do the things that she, like, from her perspective? It's like, how is this happening? I must have been seeing shit. Anyways, I'm not trying to make up for the kid being a creep. He's a creep. I don't mean cripple.
I thought you meant the gang member.
I did. It slipped. But he's wearing red, so you know he's a blood. You remember the episode of South Park?
No.
Where the cripple kids go to join the Crips?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 Start making them do, like, community service and shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Anyways, he goes to school. She makes fun of him. Like, they're doing, like, a trust fall type exercise in gym.
See, I think that's where I fell asleep.
And then she moves.
Yeah, didn't see that.
She moved out of the way. And then she goes to pick him up, like, help him because the teacher is making her. Yeah. And then he, like, breaks her fucking wrist.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah. And then he's in the principal's office getting chewed out on... He's not in the principal's office. He's sitting off to the side. His parents, Elizabeth Banks and Roy from the office, are in there getting chewed out by the kid's mom and the principal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The waitress, yeah. And he then, like, is giving her the stare down because she's like, your kid's a fucking criminal and a creep and a weirdo and he deserves to go to jail, lock him up.
And that's when her fate is sealed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he goes back to the girl's room later that night with flowers, like, trying to apologize. Aww. And shit.
Aw.
And then he's like, I'm going to kill your mom. Not so straightforward. He's like, I'm going to take care of that. Well. And then one of the most cringy scenes. Oh. So he goes to the diner in which this girl's mom works at.
Uh-huh.
He has a weird thing where he can make, like, lights and stuff flicker and explode. I know you were awake during this.
Yeah.
And she looks up at some fluorescent lights that then pop.
And then, oh, yeah.
Oh, I was even cringing a bit on that.
And that's why you wear glasses.
Yeah, that's what glasses are for. To protect your eyes at all time for for shards of glass. I want to know why she pulled it out.
Because what else would you do?
I don't know.
If you got a shard of glass in your eye, what would you do?
I don't know.
You would just leave it there?
I don't know.
You're like, well, this is my life now.
I don't think I would pull it the fuck out. I probably would. Like, in the moment, be like, ah! But, like, from a health point of view, maybe you shouldn't. Like, leave it in there, let the doctor fucking pull it out.
I don't think that she needed to care much of her health point of view.
Fair enough. It didn't get her far. It got her trapped in a cooler.
Right.
Which she then heat visioned open.
That kid, he is creepy.
But man, that her pulling that piece of glass out of her eye was just fucking rough.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I did like how it affected, like, the camera and stuff, mm-hmm. like, visually. Yeah. Like, half of the camera was, like, red and blotted out. And
yeah.
You could, like, see him in that portion of the frame.
Uh-huh.
Like, you could see his glowing red eyes, and it was a neat little visual trick.
Yeah.
Then he sits down with his aunt, who's also his guidance counselor, and
she's like,
weird. Yeah. And he then, like, shows up at her house because she's going to report him to the cops because he showed no remorse to his actions. And
he's like, oh, yeah? Fuck you, bitch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she never died. He never killed her, right?
No, I don't think so.
But he killed her husband.
Yeah. The
husband's gone, which I always space his name, but he's a funny guy.
What did I say? Beaver?
Yeah.
From Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's a funny guy. And he gets his... Like, he's driving in his truck.
Well,
and
he was also, like, drunk-ish.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. That's why the wife said that they were doing the toxicology on him.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, was he drinking? And the other guy was like, he might have had two or three. I don't know. I wasn't counting.
Yeah, fair enough. But, yeah, the kid fucked him over.
Oh, yeah.
That's
why you don't want to piss off preteens.
Right? They're pretty vicious.
I know. I live with them.
I know. I had to teach your kid how to tie a tie yesterday.
You did.
Your husband needs to learn how to tie a tie.
Well, yep. Yep.
Maybe your kid can teach him now.
Maybe. Highly unlikely.
Yeah. When you get to be his age, it's just kind of like, what's the point now?
37?
Yeah.
Or 13.
37. If you don't know how to tie a tie by 37, what's the point? You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
That is true. Truth.
But, yeah, he gets his jaw snapped off.
And he, like, trying to hold it back on.
I know, it's just like
that's going to do something.
Well, what would you do in that moment?
You're like, well, fuck.
Well, I mean, the dude was dying. So, it's like, have you seen, like, Saving Private Ryan?
No.
The opening. So, in the opening of that movie, it's like, the beaches of Normandy.
Mm.
Like, it's a slaughter. And there's a scene where a dude, like, gets his stomach, like, blown open. Oh. And he's, like, trying to put his organs back in his belly.
No.
It's kind of the same situation. It's like, oh, God, put this stuff back in.
I guess that's just a normal reaction.
Yeah, like, ah!
Shit's falling out.
Yeah, shit's happening. This shouldn't be out. My intestines should not be outside of me.
Ah!
Yeah, and, like, shock is keeping you going a little bit. Like, fuck! Yeah. So I won't go too much into the ending. But it was enjoyable. I overall really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
It's creepy. That kid is creepy.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Watch out for airplanes.
Watch out for airplanes. Watch out for creepy kids that aren't Superman that crash in spaceships. If they start looking like they're like,
you know,
like a serial killer, like when he was looking at the chickens, and then all the chickens get slaughtered, that's the first sign that something's wrong with your fucking kid.
Is that the first sign?
It's one of them.
Like, so this kid reminded me of
your daughter.
Reminded me of what I think one of my old supervisors at Best Buy would look like as a child.
Oh. Hope he listens to this show.
He probably doesn't, but let's see. Y'all can't see, but
is it Lot?
No, it's not Lot.
Lot likes to be Tony Stark. You don't know this guy. She has a friend named
have no friends.
Okay, he's oh my god, it does look like
that guy. I know, right?
Holy crap.
Right?
Holy crap.
Right? Patrick.
Well, Patrick, you look like... No shit, he really does.
I know.
Like, even there.
I know.
Oh my god, that's crazy. Poor dude. He's gonna go see... His entire, like, family's gonna... Like, his parents are gonna see this movie and be like, that fuck. Kid fucking looked like you.
Fuck.
We knew you were weird.
Right?
Like, that's one of those movies where, like, his parents are forever gonna, like, judge him on this. That's weird, too. That's a weird dude.
I know.
Like, all of his friends are gonna see this, and his parents, and they're gonna be like, they're gonna forever judge him based on this movie.
Patrick.
Yeah. And be like, are you, like, an evil Superman?
Yes.
Because you look like the kid.
He would just smirk and walk away.
Right? Like, he probably loves it that that kid looks like him. It's like, that's me. That's me. That's my evil twin clone.
Right.
Or my clone, if he's already evil. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Brightburn. Go see it. It was fun.
It's scary.
It's creepy. I wouldn't say scary. It adds more couple gory moments than anything.
You know, I'd like to see a real scary movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Like what?
I don't know. I thought it was scary.
It was scary.
Because I watch scary movies that aren't actually scary and then it just irritate me because they're not scary.
Like what?
I don't know. All of them.
So we went... You jumped quite a bit at like The Curse of La Llorona.
A little bit, yeah.
Which I didn't think that was that scary, but it was fun. It was all right. I think I need to have you watch The Conjuring.
Okay.
Because
is that the one where they go to a cabin in the woods and then they have people come, like the paranormal people?
They're paranormal investigators, but it's not a cabin in the woods.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like a house. It's like a house in the, like, house and...
It's like a house? Whatnot.
Yeah.
It's a house?
Yeah, it's a house. It's definitely a house.
I was looking up Psyduck.
Oh. I can show you some real scary movies, I think.
Okay.
I think I have some for you to watch.
Challenge on.
Yeah. I think I can do that. I like my scary movies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I might scream.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I'll be there. I'll be there to laugh at you.
You would.
I'm a big horror buff. I love slashers. I love, like, cheesy slasher movies. Yeah. Yeah. Ever since the shit that happened in January, though, they've kind of been hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's
not hard to watch?
Pokemon. Nice change of topic there. we got to see Detective Pikachu. That came out. I was hoping to do a full episode on Detective Pikachu, but fucking Kurt can't record. And is MIA. And who knows? He's got all my equipment, so if he's done doing the podcast, I need to get my shit from him.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to know.
Right.
I go through co-hosts, like, frequently.
Well,
Kurt was, like, my longest one for a while. Like, a year. I think Kurt made it close to a year.
Well, let me know when auditions are.
Well, you're good.
Okay.
Just start doing it.
Okay.
Detective Pikachu came out, what, 2 weeks ago?
Something like that,
What did we see last week? Oh, yeah. John Wick.
Yep.
But, so 2 weeks ago, Detective Pikachu came out.
Uh-huh.
I saw it twice. You only saw it the once.
I did.
Cute and adorable.
Right? I want a Pokemon.
I want Pokemon.
I want a buddy.
Right? I want a partner. I want a Pikachu.
I want a Pikachu.
You were just looking up Psyduck.
I know. I want a Psyduck, too. I want them both.
Oh, okay.
And an Eevee.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. And a Snubbull.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it's a little doggy?
Mm-hmm.
There's other cute dogs, but they weren't in the... Well, Growlithe was in the movie. Growlithe and Arcanine. They were cute, too.
I want to see what this one does.
Okay. That's an ad.
It is an ad.
For Root?
I don't know.
Anyways.
Affordable car insurance?
We don't need to watch a trailer.
It's not the trailer. Let me get this right. We're forced to listen to this spa music so your head doesn't explode and kill us all. Santa, you put me down. I'm giving you a massage. Fine, hand it over. I like Psyduck.
Yeah.
I want a Psyduck.
It's cute and adorable.
Psyduck.
The plot is kind of garbage.
I was not expecting Ryan Reynolds at the end.
I was. I called in like the first trailer. Mm-hmm. I might even be on one of these episodes in which we talked about the trailer.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm like, you know what? We never see the dude's dad in any of these trailers.
I was not expecting him to be Ryan Reynolds.
I was. Totally. Especially, like, while watching it and all the body swapping started happening,
mm-hmm.
where people were being put into their Pokemon, I was like, oh, yeah, it's Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is definitely this dude's...
Well, why can't Ryan Reynolds just be Pikachu?
Why? Why?
Yeah, why? Why does he have to be a dad?
I don't know. It's starting to get warm in the car. Had to open the door. I don't know. It makes a sequel really hard, doesn't it?
A little bit.
What are you looking at?
You?
Because I'm sweating?
A little bit.
Like, looking at my brow, like,
Eeh. Should I tell him?
It's warm. Anyways, yeah. Movie was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun and cute, but don't go into it thinking it's this deep mystery piece.
No.
Because... they kind of throw the detective part out of the window. Like, there's no mystery to this. There's no, like, case to work.
Right. Yeah. Well, except for the dad. And,
But they don't solve that.
What is that? Mewtwo.
Yeah, the stuff with Mewtwo. Mm. Mewtwo is cool. It was fun seeing all that.
Mewtwo is a badass.
Right? I mean, I could go on and on. About the... like, I'm a big, big Pokemon nut. I could go on and on about the Easter eggs and everything that are in this movie. Like, that's in this movie. And maybe I will once I get the DVD. Then I can, like, pause it.
Watch it all the time.
I'll watch it a couple times. Might record while doing, like a commentary track where I get to pause it and, you know, play and be like, ooh!
Right.
Here's a poster for this, and this is in the background, and... I do find it really funny that, okay, this is probably the best video game adaptation in live action on screen. It's pretty easy to say that.
Based off what game?
There's a Detective Pikachu game that this is based off of. Okay. Even the story follows pretty close to a T.
I suck at being a nerd.
And, I mean, Pokemon was a video game first, anyway.
So was it's, it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It was the video games, and then the anime, and then the trading card game.
Hmm.
Yeah. But video game first. Yeah.
Who knew?
Now a phone app and apparently all kinds of other games. I did know. A bunch of nerds knew.
That one guy who was here when we got to the theater knew.
All kinds of Pokemon stickers.
Right?
I got a Pokemon sticker on my car. Or that Pikachu.
Just one. You gotta up your level.
I have that other one that I haven't put on yet.
Gotta up your level.
I know. But anyways, I do find it funny that the first Pokemon movie that we get doesn't really feature any of the key things about Pokemon. The Pokemon are in it, but we see one Pokeball in the entire movie.
Yeah.
One attempt at catching a Pokemon.
Yeah.
One,
that,
like,
Pokemon wasn't having it.
No, the Cubone was really cute. One, like, Pokemon battle. Besides, like, at the end, before with the showdown between Mewtwo and Pikachu.
Yeah.
But the underground Pokemon fight between Pikachu and Charizard?
Yeah.
Where he forgot all of his moves because he has amnesia.
He didn't know how to be a Pokemon.
He didn't know how to Pokemon?
He looked like he was trying to poop.
Yeah, yeah. But there's no gym badges, there's no... Like, all these elements that have always been in Pokemon were gone.
Yeah, but I think if you had done that, then... Well, not you personally.
I mean, I would. I could write a fucking Pokemon movie.
But then you wouldn't get the mass appeal. It wouldn't be a movie that everyone could go watch.
Right.
Because you'd have to be, like, a Pokemon nerd on some level to be like, I know what's happening here.
Yeah. So I think you're right with that. Like, this is a good, like, intro to Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, if this is your first exposure to Pokemon, cool. Okay, it gives you all that.
Right.
You find out that Rhyme City is the one region that doesn't allow for any of this.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, outlawed Pokemon battles and all that. Like, you live with your Pokemon.
I want that.
Yeah. You just wouldn't be able to take your dog to work.
I do.
We already have Pokemon. You got four Pokemon in your house. And maybe a Mr. Mime. There are four kids. One of them might be a Mr. Mime. We don't know for sure.
We don't. We'll have to test this.
What is a Mr. Mime?
Are you really drinking that?
Yeah, I'm drinking that Mountain Dew. Why? I just got it before the movie.
It's all melty.
It's a little flat.
Ew.
I'm thirsty. Anyways, Detective Pikachu was a lot of fun. Highly recommend taking the kids to it. We did. It was a blast.
It was good. It was fun.
Story's dumb as hell, but once you get past that and be like, yeah, this is charming. Story doesn't make sense, but it's charming.
Right?
Yeah, because we need money, guys, to keep this show going. Go support us. Yay. Please. Especially since I haven't started working yet. Please.
Almost.
Soon.
Yep, one more week.
One more week of being off. And you gotta get some reading done. Get through my stack of comics.
Yeah, some and then video you gotta games. Learn how to wake up early.
Yeah, I wake up pretty early anyway. But I gotta adjust it by a couple hours. I mean, you know I'm usually up by...
10?
Today it was 10, but usually it's like... 8:30, 9 o'clock. I just have to make it like 7.
Like 2 hours deep into training, and you're like, I'm awake now.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you.
Oh well, I'll get there. I haven't. It's gonna be weird. I haven't had a like 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Ever. Closest thing was FedEx. I went in at like 6 or 7 at FedEx and stayed until like 2. So
it's that was not going to be 9-to-5 either.
I know. It's going to be like 9-to-5 or
noon to 9
or shit like that. We'll do all right.
Mm-hmm. And weekends.
And weekends free for the most part. Besides like maybe a Saturday. And overtime, yeah. Definitely going to try to get overtime. Definitely going to try that.
So movie,
yeah. So last week, almost bringing us current, it's been like 3 weeks since we recorded. Last week, we went and saw John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum. Yep.
First John Wick movie I've seen.
And what did you think, being a fresh viewer? Did you get caught up on the story pretty fast? Were you able
to... There's a lot of fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of the point of John Wick. John Wick action, baby. That's what it's about.
I mean...
I saw an insane kill count like for this movie.
Yeah.
It's like 127 people he killed by guns, 47 by knives, 3 from horseback, a couple by dog, and 1 by book.
So angry
because in the first movie his wife dies of cancer.
I know, and he got a puppy
and she sent him a puppy.
Yeah,
she knew she was dying, so she had a puppy delivered.
The puppy died,
and then Theon Greyjoy from Game of Thrones killed his fucking dog. He like punted it across the room, And then stole his car. And John Wick was like, no, no shit, you didn't.
And then he got super angry.
And then he got super angry because he was retired. He was out of the life.
What life?
The assassin life.
Oh.
He was an assassin.
I thought he was just some random dude who liked fighting.
And everybody's like, oh shit, it's John Wick.
He's not just some random dude who likes fighting.
No, no, he's like, well, they call him the Baba Yaga. Which...
Random dude that likes fighting.
The boogeyman.
Oh.
Yeah. He was damn good at what he did.
Hmm.
Like, the top notch, most lethal person in the world. And then someone killed his dog the same day that his wife, like, died of cancer. It's like,
that sucks.
Yeah, no shit. You can see why somebody would be fucking mad.
I wouldn't be that mad.
I would probably be pretty fucking mad.
Not that mad.
If somebody killed my pup, fuck yeah, I would. Fuck yeah, I would.
I wouldn't go on a rampage like that.
Well, they did come into his house and, like, beat the shit out of him and kill his pup.
See, you keep leaving out parts of the story.
Because you've missed two movies. This is the third one.
You're the one who invited me.
Yeah. Yep. But I feel like they cover it. They get you caught up.
Yeah, there's fighting and a dog.
Because you got a new pup.
Yeah.
And it's a cute, like, pit bull.
Right?
It's a cute blue pit bull. So, yeah, it's fun. Not a lot to say about it, because it is a lot. It's mostly action.
Yep.
It is mostly action. A lot of people die. But it's awesome. I'm spacing the actor's name. He played the Asian assassin. Mm-hmm. That guy was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, any time that they weren't trying to kill each other, he's like, I'm a big fucking fan. Like, I'm a big fan of you.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Right.
I'm having so much fun trying to kill you. Let's have fun. Let's. And then they go back to trying to kill each other. That was pretty funny. When they're sitting on the couch at the hotel.
Yeah.
And just like, yep. Cool. I'm a big fan. Right. Thanks. This is awesome. Halle Berry was in it.
She was.
She was in it.
She was in it. She was definitely there.
She had a couple cool dogs, a couple cool German Shepherds.
Those dogs are like my dog.
Yeah?
I promise you.
Yeah?
You should watch. Khaleesi can jump right into my car.
Yeah?
Yep. Say, Khaleesi Poo, come. And she just bolts and jumps.
Oh, yeah. That's something that you're facing. Your dog's having an existential crisis. I can't talk.
Yes, my dog doesn't know anything anymore.
Yeah? Why is that?
Because she went crazy 2 weeks ago, and that whole week after, she just acted different. She didn't want to play. She didn't want to do anything.
Yeah, your Khaleesi didn't know what to do. No. She had just burnt down an entire city.
Yeah, she wasn't... Normally, she's like, play with me, play with me, play with me. But she was like, nope. She wanted to stay under the covers. She was very ashamed of what had happened.
Well, and then she got killed by
Jon Snow. And then she got killed. And now she's on a path for revenge.
Being Halle Berry's dog in John Wick.
Yes. Yes, she's looking for a new identity.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so Game of Thrones ended.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
The fuck?
I don't hate the ending.
Me either.
Because you don't watch.
But I can carry a conversation.
You can. Do you want to attempt this? She's never watched an episode of Game of Thrones.
I'm not. And... David hates how well I can carry a conversation about
it's,
this.
It's crazy. You must spend a lot of time on Facebook.
No, not really.
No, just listen to the
I just pick up on things.
Yeah.
Listen to people talking about it.
I think it was a fine ending.
Yeah.
The season had issues, right. But I liked the ending.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. They stopped following the books, and then what do you expect? They got to come up with something. They got to do something. And the storyline might not have been... great or exceptional to what everyone wanted, but you know,
the
you can't
way
make everybody happy.
The way that I look at it, I think it's a case of Homerism.
Yep.
Do you know what Homerism is?
Nope.
So okay, so Homerism, it's where say you have a favorite sports team. Like, okay. I'm a big Pacer fan. I follow the Pacers no matter how shitty they're doing. And I root for them. I give them excuses. I'm not happy if things don't go my way with the team.
Which is really weird because I've never really heard you talk about basketball. Except for like once. You're like, I'm going to a basketball game. I'm like, cool.
Yeah. Well, I don't talk about it. But it's that same thing. Like, you get so attached to these characters, same way you do for a sports team. If that character does something that you don't like, you then complain about the writing.
And but it was stupid that, like, over 7,000 people signed a petition for them to redo the last season.
It's like, 500,000 people now.
But they're not going to
do it. They're not going to do it. Petitions are dumb. Don't even get me started on petitions. If you're so smart and think you could write a better fantasy show, then go write a better fantasy show.
They're not going to be like, oh my god, we should probably redo this whole last season.
Right?
LOL, JK, guys.
Yeah. HBO's not going to do that. They're not. We're not going to fucking do that. You guys are dumb. Like, there's a dumb petition going right now to cast fucking Danny DeVito as the next Wolverine. And it's already at, like, 15,000 people. Why are you wasting your time?
But wasn't there a petition several years ago, like, about Betty White, and it happened?
What was it?
I don't remember. But there was something, I feel like there was something about Betty White, and it happened.
Well, going back to bringing it full circle to, like, Brightburn, there's a large petition to get James Gunn rehired for Guardians of the Galaxy after what happened last summer with him when he got fired.
Yeah.
He got fired for, like, decades-old tweets where he made some jokes that are in pretty bad taste.
Oh.
But that he had apologized years ago for.
Yeah.
And Disney got wind of him and fired him over him.
Gotcha.
But there was a petition. Huge support for James Gunn. Even the actors were like, yeah, we support James Gunn.
Yeah.
They're like, if we weren't under contract, we wouldn't do this movie.
Yeah.
And they got him rehired. But that petition was like a million people.
Yeah.
Signed the damn thing.
Let's see if I can find it.
Well, I don't know how much longer we have on the recording.
I'm fast.
Okay. So, it just kind of brings it back to Brightburn. Okay, I'm saying words, but I think we're getting close to being able to wrap up here.
Maybe it just was, I don't know, there's a lot of petitions for Betty White.
I bet there are, because fans...
There's even a petition to kill Betty White.
Well, of course there are, because
people are fucking dumb. We have to stop her, she's too powerful.
Petitions are fucking dumb. If you think you could do a better job writing a fantasy series, then go write a fucking fantasy series. Fandom sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes true. I hate being a nerd because you fuckers are toxic.
Oh, it was to host Saturday Night Live.
Oh. Did she?
I think so.
Nice.
Yeah, she did.
Cool. When was that?
Several years ago.
Okay. Cool. All right, well, I think we can wrap this up.
Yep.
I'm David West.
I'm Effie.
Yep. Follow us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show. Support our Patreon at Kind of Epic Show. And hopefully we can continue doing this every week.
2010,
so that was a while ago. Yeah. Yeah, so we were going to at least do a car episode every week.
Yep.
And hopefully...
A-list.
Yeah, AMC A-list.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, hashtag no sponsorship. So, those like, mini reviews, we're going to do, keep it to, like, a 15-minute review of the movie we go see that week, directly after, and we will make those exclusive to Patreon for at least a month before I then put them onto the main show. And maybe they will never be, because if we get to talk about the movie during the main show, I'll just keep it on the Patreon.
There you go.
So, yep, give us support. Hopefully we can figure out what's going on with fucking Kurt, or at least get my equipment back. And then one of us has to do Parker's hot sauce challenge.
I'll do it.
You'll do it?
Yep.
All right. Cool. Because Parker paid $100 for that hot sauce challenge.
He did.
So that has to happen.
Yeah.
I don't want to give Parker his $100 back.
No. Sorry, Parker.
Sorry, Parker. But we'll get it done for you, buddy. It might just not be Kurt.
I mean, I'd even be open to the original idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, you can download GarageBand and record it on your phone and post it to our Patreon.
Yep.
Yep.
Sure can.
Top 10 Astroglides. Is Astroglide a
it's
brand?
It's just one brand.
Okay.
The top 10 lubes.
Top 10 lubes. Well, that might still happen. All right. Well, I'm going to hit stop, and I'll have to edit this thing together tomorrow, and I will post it tomorrow. So, all right. Have a week.
Have a week. End.
End. Yeah, have a weekend. Weekend.
Yes.
All right. I'm hitting stop.
Okay, bye.